to On the Edge with April Mahoney brings. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, brains. How are you doing today? I'm back with another money-making idea. Now, do you have a feeling or a conception about multi-level marketing or direct marketing? You know, an MLM. Because people be feeling the feelings about that. But we have an expert on the show with us today that's going to educate us on what that looks like. Now, there's been various types of multi-level marketing. Just think, Avon, Mary Kay, Tupperware, Amway, Herbalife, and they have been over-the-top successful. There's been prepaid legal services, and there's been technology companies, but there's also been some scams. So we want to learn how to differentiate when we're in that space where we're looking to generate some additional revenue, how to pick a company, what are some of the challenges that we face, what are the rewards, and some of the great prizes. My guest today is Tina Malcolm. She is the business, okay? As a single mom for 13 years, network marketing really saved her from a pay-to-pay-day lifestyle. She earned as much income as she chose while working from the comfort of her home in her pajamas. And now her passion is to teach other brains like you and me how to do the same thing. Brains, get ready and welcome our guest, Tina Malcolm. How are you, precious?
Oh, thank you so much, April. It's exciting to be here with the Brains community. I love your show. I think you have amazing talent for picking individuals for your show that are unique and interesting and bring a lot of value. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yes, my baby. I want to nurture it and I want to elevate people and educate them to the next level. So tell me, you know, I gave the whole little spiel about the multi-level marketing and I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt and I was very successful. But what does it look like today? You know, when people approach other people with opportunities, they're very skeptical, and they shouldn't be. Let me tell you a quick story. Someone presented my mother with an opportunity years ago. It was a little bit different, and she says, oh, no, I can't do it. I was skeptical. Girl, you know it was See's Candy.
So, yes, I have a story like that. It's pretty awful when you pass up on things that end up being monster income producers.
Exactly. So tell us how, you know, number one, where you were and where you are now and how multi-level marketing or direct marketing changed the whole trajectory of what you were doing.
You know, so when I was in college, I actually had a boyfriend whose dad was a venture capitalist. And I was raised very traditional. You go to school, you get grades, you get a job, you get married, you buy a house and have kids. And, you know, very traditional family.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't quite like that. I always had a side hustle. Even as a kid, I used to go around the neighborhood and get all the gossip and all the news and put it in a little newsletter and then sell it to all the neighbors. So I was like nine. So I've always had this like little entrepreneurial spirit.
Right.
So when I was in college, we were invited by my boyfriend's father to a venture capitalist meeting to invest in a company. And the investment was $1,000. And in the, you know, early 90s as a college kid, that was expensive.
Right.
So I passed it up because I thought the idea was stupid. I mean, during the presentation, they were going on and on about how DVDs were coming and no one knew what they were yet. But right now we have VHS and we're going to mail them to people. And I was like, I live in an apartment. The VHS won't even fit in my mailbox. No one's going to do that. There's a Blockbuster on every corner. This
right.
is dumb. And I passed up to be an initial investor in Netflix. So I learned my lesson and from that moment forward had a massively open mind towards opportunities.
Right. But you have to be selective, you know. So when you're picking an opportunity like this, what are you looking for? Give me two or three real telltale signs that this might be something or two or three telltale signs that this may not be the one that you want.
You know, I always tell people the first thing is the product. I mean, I know a lot of companies out there lead with the business opportunity. I always say if you're leading with the business opportunity, even though that's what people might be looking for, if you're not leading with the product, to me that says your product might not hold its own or stand on its own. I've
right.
always been one of those people, I always lead with the product first. If you're not massively in love with my product, you're probably not going to be good for me and my team and our mm-hmm. business. So I always say product first. Pick something unique. If you can find it on Amazon, if you can buy it at the gas station around the corner, you know, all those companies you mentioned in the opening of this call were
right.
all the first in their space.
Right. Right.
So Mary Kay, Avon, yes, you can buy makeup at Macy's now, but they were first. They made
right.
it convenient to buy makeup from home, which was like
right.
the beginning of online shopping, right? Except it was person to person. But what else?
The other business model that Mary, I'm sorry to interject, but what Mary Kay did
okay.
was she gave a woman a sense of worth, that you can build a business, that you can learn the structure, that you can generate revenue, that you can understand how to pay, how to build a team. She gave them so much more than that. It was the incentive. Same thing with Avon, you know, Tupperware, all of them. So that's kind of the momentum that I would be looking for, too, is that, you know, of course it's the product, but it's also the keeping them hyped and, you know, the machine that's behind you. Would you agree?
Absolutely, I would 100% agree. I always say product first, team second. You want to choose a team and a leadership team of people that are heading in the same direction as you. You know, I can't tell you how many people call me and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe you answer your phone. I go, why wouldn't I answer my, why would I put my phone number on my Facebook page and then not answer it? Because people tend to think that when you enroll somebody, that's where the process ends. Where, in fact, that's where it begins. That's when the training
right.
starts. So, you know, I think network marketing sometimes gets a bad name because people tend to enroll, and then disappear. So
right.
look at the team you're joining. For me, that's number two. It's got to be a team of people who are dedicated, committed to the persistent, consistent action of daily pursuing their passion and their dream and their laser focus. Because if
right.
your team is not doing that, you won't have a good enough mentor and example to follow in to do it yourself. Because left on your own accord, especially when you're brand new in network marketing, it's unlikely to happen for you if you just jump into it and you're on your own. So first
right.
product, then team, then compensation plan. I mean, there's a million different ways to get paid out there. I think they're all good in their own right. Some are older systems, some are newer. But you know what? You work the plan, you're going to get paid.
Mm.
You know, so to me, the compensation plan is third. But also ownership. Look at the people running the show.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they've never been in jail before. You know,
right,
that's
right,
kind of a big
right.
one. They haven't. If they've been in 27 different things and ended up in jail for
right.
fraud, probably not the ownership of a company you're looking to join. I always look at long-term success. There's a ton of companies you could join for short-term success.
Right.
But I'm always looking for, like, if it's not going to last 25 years, I don't want to really start.
I know.
If it's gonna
I was
change
at an Amway
every 60
convention.
Days, forget it.
And I had got,
yeah.
I had the opportunity to get on the Amway jet. And I'm telling you, that was the coopty snoop. And people are still doing
mm-hmm.
Amway. I don't know what they're selling. Widgets or whatever, I don't know what it is, but it seems like the product kind of fizzles out. But the team building and the structure in that and keeping people motivated, that can be your residual income. How do you keep your people motivated, Tina?
You know, we've built a very close-knit culture and community of friendship. I always say I don't look at my teammates. I hate the word upline, downline, sideline, all the network
right.
marketing terms. I hate all that stuff. These are my teammates and my friends. And I think when your goal is to, you know, build friendships, you're going to have the sustainability and the motivation to lift each other up and build each other up and work together. You know, when you've got all these like-minded people heading towards the same goal, it's not hard to stay motivated.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you've got fractions and pieces of people. Some are doing one thing and some are doing something else. You know, we have a very active community. We're in contact
daily. And some ain't doing
nothing.
You didn't count
That's
them,
true.
Huh?
That is true. That is very true. I think that, you know, motivation comes from self-development. And self-development for me is what gives me a sense of direction. And without a goal or a sense of direction, I'll just lay in bed and watch The Bachelor all day on binge.
Right.
Because I don't, you know, I need to have a daily to-do list. We have an accountability sheet that our team uses that I created 12 years ago when I started in network marketing because I didn't know what to do. So
right.
I found after a few months I was doing the same things kind of every day. So I put it in a sheet, created it into a to-do list where it has a daily checklist. You get to rate your performance at the end of every day, see how well you're doing. You know, when my team, if we get somebody who says, oh, it's just not working, it's just not, I say, show me your daily checklist. If your percentage
right.
of how hard you're working every day is under 60%, then it's not really the product and the company and the team that's not working, it's you.
Right.
But if you can show someone that the proof of what is working and what is not working, you know, the daily checklist tells you what you're great at, and it also tells you what you suck at. Because the things that are blank every day, you're like, yeah, I need a new goal. I need a new way to learn this skill so I can start checking this off my list every day. And they're not hard things.
And what people really need to focus on is the fact that this is a relationship-building type of opportunity. Okay, it is a building block. You're starting, you know, with the basic foundation. You have to connect with people. Go back and listen to my show. It's called, Networking with Me is Not Easy. I can work a room, Tina, like a Swiffer, baby. I can clean it up. But but when you're networking with people, it's key that you follow up. It's key that you have your pre-qualifying questions. If you're doing this just straight for business, you can just cut to the chase. And then with that, you springboard to the next opportunity and invite them in. You know, teaching them and cultivating them, that's a lot of work in network marketing too. You go to these conventions and you're teaching them the product line, but you're also teaching them self-esteem and a business ethic. I know that that's really one of your fortes. Tell me how you like to train your team.
So we do a lot of Facebook training. We do weekly webinars. We do Facebook Lives. We have a Tuesday night. Every Tuesday night we do a presentation. It's not just for brand new people. We tell our entire team to come on it because every time they hear us speak about the product and the opportunity, they're going to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to keep it fresh and keep it new so people, it's not a boring, same old thing. You know, I know there's companies that they have a webinar and they record it once and then they play it every week for new people. We're not like that. You know, we do the webinars live because they're more real. It's more authentic. It helps us relate to people. And then we don't just shut the webinar off at the end of the presentation. We open it up for questions because that's how we get to know people. You don't have to be in person to person to get to know people. You know,
right.
I always say, I don't wake up in the morning and say, man, I hope we have, you know, 10 people on my team by the end of the day. I wake up and I go, oh, I hope I can make 10 new friends today. Because if there was a reality show on making friends, I would win it. Because that's my goal every day is to create the most amount of friends.
Well, me and you, we need to get in the same room. We would just do some damage in there, wouldn't we?
Yes, I think we may. But, you know, getting to know the people on your team and their families is important. Yeah.
Exactly. Let me talk about the prizes and the incentives. You know, there's different, of course, compensation plans in each program, and you deviate from one to the other. But, girls, some of these prizes are fantastic. Tell us some of the great things that you've won over your career.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't even tell you how many trips we've been on and times we've stood up on stage with big checks. I will tell you this. The greatest prize of all, and the whole reason behind why I do what I do, is to watch my team on the stage. I mean, I just lose it. I'm a crier in general. So when my team is up there achieving goals they never thought possible, and they're standing there with a big check, or they get to go on their very first cruise, and it's paid for by the company, and like that, that's my reward. That's my biggest reward. I have a gentleman on my team, and he did his – we were in a company a couple years ago. He got on the stage and did a presentation and showed a picture of his son hugging his computer because he traveled for a living. And he said, this is how my son says goodnight to me, by hugging the computer screen that I'm on. And he said, because of this business, this team, this company, I've been able to get rid of that lifestyle and actually hug my son every night.
Oh,
like,
wow.
If that doesn't make you want to help more people – you're a robot, you know? That's
right.
why I do what I do, for that reason.
Well, that's not the greatest prize you won. The greatest prize you won is that you met your current husband at a multi-level marketing event. Share that with my brain.
Yes.
I think that's so cute.
Well, you know, and he is the greatest, of course, prize of all. But, you know, I always was single for a long time because I always thought when the right person comes along, it'll probably be somebody who's so like-minded, going down the same path as me. I always tell my single girlfriends, it's going to happen at a convention. So we were at a convention. The funny part is that at that particular convention, the speech that I was doing was called Prospecting is Like Shoe Shopping. You don't buy the first pair you see. You got to try on a bunch of shoes, right? And I was saying, you know, how many of you in the audience are married? How many of you ask the person to be your husband or your wife on the first date? Raise your hand. Nobody. So don't treat your network marketing business like you're going to go out there and talk to someone for 5 minutes and then say, are you ready to join my business?
Right.
And as I'm giving this speech, I'm looking out on the audience on this gentleman who I had just met the night before. And yes, 4 days later, we were engaged.
Wow.
Now I can't give that speech anymore.
Wow. See how quick they move? See how you jump to your upline? That is too cute. Brains, I want to thank you so much. I have so many listeners, look like brand new listeners here on The Edge listening live. That is an honor. You know, you always get the replay when you're doing some stuff like this. But I'm glad that you are tuning in to get turned up to On The Edge with April Mahoney. We are talking to Tina Malcolm, and we are talking about direct marketing and multi-level marketing. So you said you've been on some fabulous trips. Now, what about product endorsement? I want to ask a little bit about the liability with this, too, because it's not always a bed of roses. You know, if you're taking a supplement or if it's some sort of maybe medical device, people really need, in my opinion, and my disclaimer that I always get, to have the advice of their doctor before going full throttle into anything. Are your people trained to be careful with the endorsement and what they swear is the be-all, end-all with products that you choose to work with?
Well, the honest answer is that I choose products that the company has done all that. Like, we have a HIPAA compliance in our company.
Okay.
That takes care of all the security and all the privacy laws. You know, I make sure that people don't tell people the product is going to, you know, grow their arm back. That's not the case ever in any product. I tell people that, you know, the only way to experience our product is for them to try it themselves. We have a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's important in a company, especially a health company, the 30-day money-back guarantee, because it's not going to work for everybody. Most products are me too, one size fits all. They're not going to affect you and I the exact same way. So most companies should have some kind of guarantee that, what if you're allergic to it? What if, you know, we actually purposely choose businesses that don't have one size fits all products where you can't really give a testimony because your product is not the same as the product they take. So in essence, you have to try it for yourself.
Right. That's good. Now, I want to ask you one thing about motivation. How do you kick your team in the pants? How do you keep them motivated, fired up? Outside of the accountability.
We do.
I mean, because, you know, accountability is work. But, you know, what do you do for fun? How do you challenge their brain?
We have some contests. We do have a reading list. Our accountability sheet does include 20 minutes of reading every day. And like I said, we are very active on Facebook. We're not the kind of team builders that disappear after a certain amount of time. We are with our team inside, outside, day and night, always available. We try to hook up teams that will work well together. So we don't just build teams for ourselves. We build teams with our teammates and try to put teams together that have, you know, like for like, that have the common interests, that are maybe the same geographical location. We do run contests on our team. We're actually running one now that's so fun because it's the 50 states. The first person to get one customer in each of the 50 states is a $1,000 prize. So people are going for that. It is so much fun watching them go on Facebook and like, hey, which of my friends live in Wyoming? Right? And they're trying. It's so much fun. So we try to keep it entertaining, and we're big on prizes, and we do like contests, and I just bought a bunch of stuff for all of our influencers and hire at the next event. When we do events, we always try to do not just a company event, but a team event. So we all got together the night before one of our events in Vegas and just hung out. You know, we ate together and drank together and just had fun. And just, you know, it's the relationships that will ultimately motivate everyone to do better.
Right. Well, I had a mentor when I was doing it, and I tell you, he was a team builder extraordinaire. He had these certain scarves and ties, and his team would have the scarves and ties, and I tell you, people would just be in awe. 50, 60 people coming in. Oh, everybody wanted to have that same type of, you know, camaraderie. You really felt that you were, you know, a part of it. It was rah, rah. You know, he kicked you in your pants. He used to say to me, girl, you better teach that dog how to hunt. I loved him. I loved him dearly. So, again, Tina, thank you so much for coming to the Edge. You have been a wealth of information. I think that you have cleared up a lot of misnomers that is out there about multi-level marketing. People, again, forget who they were originally and how these companies have thrust it to the forefront, and that's what you're doing, and team building and all that good stuff. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to look into this a little bit more or maybe talk to you about an opportunity.
Oh, sure, absolutely. My website is tinamalsom.com. It's M-A-L-S-O-M. But an easier way would just be to text the word Tina to the number 26786. It'll get you right to my digital business card. It'll forward over information directly from me by text. So it's Tina, and the number is 26786.
I think I called you Tina Malcolm instead of Malsom. So I forgive you. I forgive you. Lord have mercy. Look at me. I forgive myself, and I hope that you forgive me. And thank you so much for being here on the Edge. Know that if you got, you know, great opportunities and great ways to build teams and motivate them and support them, please come back to On the Edge. I'd be happy to have you or your colleagues because this is an ongoing thing. There's always great opportunities, and we can't snub our nose to it. We'd be missing out, right?
That's right. Thank you so much, April, for having me on.
All right. Brains, go back. Listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. Just had a fantastic artist, musical artist. Go back and listen to him. Promise Hughie. We've got some Bitcoin. We've got art. We've got entertainment. We've got medicine, science, social services. We got it all here on the Edge. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Have a good day, Brains.